It's now up to President Trump's new national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, to help figure out how to defeat the Islamic State in Iraq. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Iraq is a place McMaster knows well.
Way back in April 1991, I met a young U.S. Army captain in the vast, empty desert of southern Iraq, and he was quite frustrated. U.S. troops had driven Saddam Hussein's Iraqi army out of Kuwait a few weeks earlier. The Americans kept advancing, going some 150 miles into Iraq, when they received orders to halt. The captain and his men were forced to sit and watch as Saddam's army regrouped and crushed an uprising by the rebels. "The rebels begged us for weapons," the captain told me. "All we could do was wish them luck." The captain was H.R. McMaster, then just 28 years old. It was one of the many hard lessons he's learned about Iraq over the past quarter century.
In the 1990s, I mean, it became conventional wisdom, right? The future war was going to be great. It was going to be fast, cheap, efficient, waged from standoff distances.
That's McMaster speaking at a conference last November. He said those who thought that war was changing dramatically
didn't acknowledge war's enduring political nature, the fact that people fight for the same reasons Thucydides identified 2,500 years ago, fear, honor, and interest.
McMaster has put away his desert camouflage and today wears 3 stars and a chest full of honors as a lieutenant general. But as President Trump introduced him as his new national security advisor Monday, McMaster faces essentially the same task as 26 years ago, how to fix Iraq. This time, he must try to do so from within the White House as one of several top aides. In fact, Trump has already asked for a plan to step up the war against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Douglas Ollivant, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, served with McMaster in Iraq and Afghanistan.
He's in the first tier of warrior intellectuals, in the model of David Petraeus.
Ollivant also worked on the National Security Council and said McMaster will be playing catch-up from day one.
He comes into a lot of turmoil with a team full of strong personalities that are already set around the president.
In Iraq, McMaster received a Silver Star for heroism in a 1991 tank battle. During the Second Iraq War, he worked with Petraeus and was one of the architects of the 2007 surge that beat back the Iraqi rebellion. In between, McMaster earned a doctorate in military history. His dissertation was expanded into a highly acclaimed 1997 book on the Vietnam War called Dereliction of Duty. The central theme is generals who deferred to politicians and came to regret it. Stephen Biddle, who teaches at George Washington University, says that lesson should serve McMaster well.
He's an extremely able officer with a remarkable track record of speaking truth to power. In fact, he literally wrote the book on military officers' need to speak truth to power.
In his new role, McMaster becomes part of an administration that has, quite literally, inherited an operation in midstream. With the U.S. supplying air power, Iraqi troops have pushed the Islamic State out of the eastern part of Mosul, a city bisected by the Tigris River. The advancing Iraqi forces have now crossed the river and launched an offensive Sunday to take the western part of Mosul. But as McMaster has learned many times over in Iraq, military victories there are ephemeral without a political solution that follows. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.